I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. Moline has chosen a new police chief. Last night, the city council approved a recommendation from the city administrator to hire Darren Galt, currently a captain for the East Moline Police Department. Galt joined the East Moline Department in 1998 and since then has held a variety of jobs, including patrol officer and detective sergeant. Plus, he was a member for several years of the QC Federal Gang Task Force. He'll replace Robert Finney, who has served as interim chief since late last year when John Hitchcock retired following his arrest for driving under the influence. Galt's official starting date in Moline will be July 31st. The PGA Tour is back in the Quad Cities this week for the John Deere Classic. The annual tournament is being held at TPC Deer Run, where it has been since 2000. Zach Johnson, the 2012 John Deere Classic winner and two-time major champion, is no stranger to this course. The 43-year-old Cedar Rapids native will make his 18th appearance at the tournament this week. Johnson says this is an event he always has circled on his calendar.
Very familiar, very excited. I mean, I love everything about this week, this tournament, this golf course, the people. And certainly what this tournament does for the, the greater Quad City community. So I'm ecstatic to be back.
In contrast, 22-year-old Colin Morikawa is making his first appearance at TPC Deer Run this week. After tying for second place at the 3M Open in Minnesota last weekend, he has earned temporary PGA Tour status for the rest of the season. Having recently graduated from college, he says he's thrilled to compete against the best the sport has to offer.
I think it's cool to play along these guys, and that's what I want to do. I want to play along the best players in the world. I'm not going to step away from that challenge. I want that challenge. I want everyone to play well, but I want to be playing just a little bit better than them.
At opposite ends of their careers, both Johnson and Morikawa are hoping for a victory this week. The John Deere Classic will take place Thursday through Sunday. A man who helped plan the Quad Cities for more than 30 years has died. Glenn Erickson died last week in Arizona. He was 77. A graduate of Augustana College, Erickson started working for the Bi-State Regional Commission in 1966, working his way up to executive director, then was hired as only the second Scott County Administrator in 1981, a job he then held for 20 years. One of the many people he hired is Tim Huey, Scott County Planning Director.
Writing an email to a friend on his passing, what I said was, I can honestly say, except for my own father, no one shaped my career as a planner more than Glenn Erickson.
He calls Erickson talented, creative, imaginative, organized, and disciplined. Huey and Ray Wearson, who succeeded Erickson as county administrator, credit him with creating a sense of pride and professionalism among county employees.
In having every 2 years an outside consultant come in and work with the elected department heads and board of supervisors to develop our goals and strategies for the next 2 years and tie those goals and strategies to performance reviews of the county employees.
Wearson says Erickson helped promote respect and rapport between county employees and elected department heads and county supervisors. Erickson retired in 2001. I'm Benjamin Payne, WVIK News.